Simple Cyber Defense Podcast, the Malware Series, Episode 1, What is Malware? Welcome to the first episode of the Simple Cyber Defense Malware Series. In this episode, I will discuss what malware is. So let's begin. Computers have been used for amazing things, like bringing people closer together. However, there are some people who use them for bad things. One of those bad things are creating and spreading malware. So what is malware? Malware is short for malicious software, and they come in many different forms. Some forms of malware are harmless, while others can be destructive. The biggest misconception is that malware is a Windows-only problem. It is true that Windows PC are the biggest target. However, malware can infect Macs, Linux, smartphones, and even tablets. The best way to think about malware is to imagine your computer as a castle. Data is like boxes that come in and out of the castle. Programs are like people. Each person in the castle performs a certain job, just like computer programs. The people in your castle use the boxes to do things. Let's say one person manages to enter your castle and they start doing bad things. These things can be copying personal data and sending them out of your castle, or sending everything you do to another castle. These things will continue until the malware is removed. So how did malware get started? The first types of malware were created as a test to see if it was possible to infect computers on a worldwide scale. The first computer virus was spread through the use of floppy disks, and the authors of the virus put their contact information in the code so that people could tell them that they were infected. However, no damage was done, and the virus was an experiment to see how many computers they can infect. As computers got more and more popular in use, the number of malware programs increased. Some were harmless pranks, like displaying funny things on the screen, while others were destructive or spied on the computer users. Also, in the early stages, people knew exactly that they were hit by malware because something always happened on the screen to let them know that they were infected. This changed over time as malware authors tried to hide their programs, especially with spyware and trojans, so that their malware can be on the computer for as long as possible. What is the purpose of malware? At first, malware was used in a theoretical way to test computer systems. But over time, malware shifted as a test of computer systems to an attack on a computer system. Malware modifies the way the computer or mobile device normally works, mostly to lower the security of the system or steal information. The hackers hope that they can use their malware to make money. This is done by stealing information, injecting ads into your computer, or encrypting all your data for ransom. It was an estimate that malicious cyber activity cost the U.S. economy between $57 million and $109 million in 2016. How does malware infect a computer? The way the computer gets infected with malware is by having the hackers trick the user into downloading it, clicking on a malicious link, or by having the user visit a malicious website. The ways malware gets in your computer really depends on the type of malware. So how many types of malware are there? There are many different types of malware. In the next episode, I will discuss the different types of malware.
If you like what was in this episode, please consider liking, subscribing, and sharing with others. For more information, to suggest a topic, or to donate, head over to simplecyberdefense.com.